Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Wednesday of the 33rd week in Ordinary Time. Today's theme, use it or lose it. Ancient and sacred Christian tradition recalls that the parents of the Blessed Virgin Mary dedicated her to the service of God when she was 3 years old. In the temple, she joined other girls in prayer, reading the scriptures and assisting the temple priests. Because Mary's holiness was very evident and her desire to serve so pure, the priest in charge of her believed that God had great plans for her. God has great plans for all of us. Yes, even you. Because Jesus ascended into heaven and sent the Holy Spirit to earth, God now chooses to minister to the world through you and through all followers of Christ, first in our homes, then extending his love into our parishes and workplaces and play places. Today's gospel reading from Luke chapter 19, verses 11 through 28, reminds us how very important it is to use, to the best of our ability, for the benefit of his kingdom, every gift that God has given to us, every talent he created us to have, every bit of time we've got and every breath that we breathe, our financial resources, and every unique facet of our personalities. Are we truly offering all of ourselves to Christ for the glory of God? What we don't use for God's purposes, we eventually lose, maybe in the near future, but definitely when we die. Ministry is nothing more and nothing less than putting to good use whatever we have gained from experiences, training, hardships, and blessings of the Lord. This means that we're doing ministry whenever we benefit others in any way. We should never separate the activities of daily life from ministry. Even scrubbing the kitchen floor when offered to God as a gift for those who will walk on that floor is a ministry. When we do good while hiding other talents that could be used for a greater good, we're no better than the wicked servant who stored the gold coin in his handkerchief. God has invested in you. Now it's your turn. Invest what he's given to you, not with mediocrity, but with full effort in a spirit of success. Watch how he multiplies the investment into great profit, great goodness, and great healing. Where you failed in the past to invest what God's given to you, look again at Jesus and see the hand that will gladly share from his abundance. He will give you another opportunity to use your gifts. And for the good you've already been doing, God is saying, "Well done, good servant. You have been faithful in this small matter, so now I am going to do even more good through you."
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and WhatsApp, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.